Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive towards first. Reese reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Melton trying to get to third. Oliva throws the ball into Killebrew, who tags Melton for the out. May moves to second. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt takes first base on ball four. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. Cott reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cott scores. Carew moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carew scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Holt. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Holt steals second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Holt moves to third. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas takes first base on ball four. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald takes first base on ball four. Cardenas moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holt scores. Cardenas scores. Mitterwald moves to third. It's 4-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Andrews moves to third. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenas scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Terry Forster now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnstone moves to third. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese strikes out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-2 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Egan reaches second base with a double. Luis Alvarado pinch hits for Terry Forster. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Steve Keeley now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenas. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Cardenas steals second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mitterwald bunts towards the mound. Keeley juggles the ball. That's an error on Keeley. Cardenas moves to third. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cott hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews catches it and throws to first to double up Mitterwald. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Cardenas scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Tovar moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Magnuson now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-4 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Magnuson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Cardenas hits a line drive towards short. Alvarado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Thompson now playing third base. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Egan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holt. Egan reaches second base with a double. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.